This is the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB.
The British Book Awards is an event to celebrate the journey from the author's head to the reader's hand, and this year is the second consecutive year that the RNIB Library has been shortlisted. It's in the category of bringing books to readers and is nominated for Library of the Year. Mark McCree, the Senior Manager for Libraries and Heritage, joins me on the line from Peterborough. Hello Mark, and congratulations on the nomination.
Hello and thank you.
Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what this means for the RNIB Library?
Well, it's a huge deal because these awards are the most prestigious in the book calendar. We were shortlisted last year, which was a real privilege, but we have repeated the feat this year, which is fantastic news.
Is there anything, do you think, that the RNIB Library is doing differently that's meant that two nominations in a row?
Well, I think the 2015 shortlisting was predicated largely on the fact that we'd made Talking Books free. So it coincided with our 80th anniversary of Talking Books. And really our 2016 submission was around the impact that it has had. We've brought in a lot more customers to the library. Well over 10,000 new members have joined in a year. We've expanded the amount of content that we've got in the library. So it really is a case of a lot of momentum, I think.
So that's a massive increase in the amount of subscribers. So how many members does the RNIB Library currently have?
We now have over 42,000.
Okay, that is quite some number. And of those 42,000, how many books on average do people tend to borrow?
Well, we issue over 1.4 million talking books a year and well over 110,000 volumes of Braille and giant print. So we're very busy.
That is certainly some undertaking, and in so many different formats as well. It's not just a question of taking a print copy from a publisher and making it available to someone who's popping in. This is quite an operation, isn't it?
Absolutely. We also loan music in Braille and modified stave notation, giant print. We have our digital download service, RNIB Overdrive. You know, a lot of our customers, well over 11,000, are now accessing us online through our online catalogue, rniblibrary.com, and RNIB Overdrive. So we've seen a massive increase in the number of people who are independently accessing our services, you know, with the use of technology.
Again, a massive sea change in the way that the library operates and how many customers you're able to reach with such a fantastic array of books. How many titles did you say you had?
Well over 25,000 talking books, 21,000 Braille, over 6,500 giant print. So yeah.
That is a lot, and growing all the time.
Yeah, growing at a very fast rate of knots. We signed some partnership agreements with HarperCollins and Audible last year that will mean thousands more, especially talking books, will be added to the library over the next year or two.
So that kind of relationship that you're starting to build with commercial ventures, is that something that you feel is a real benefit to the customers who use the RNIB Library?
Yes, I mean, last year we increased the amount of stock we added to the library by just under 20% without any increase in expenditure at all through those exciting partnerships and through renegotiating contracts with other publishers. You know, HarperCollins and Audible both give us content for free, which is obviously fantastic and what we would like to happen across the board. But it's true to say that without spending any extra money at all, we're able to, you know, vastly increase the amount of content we can bring to customers. And also the speed of turnaround, simultaneous publications are becoming the norm. When I started at RNIB just over a couple of years ago, we did a handful a year, and now we're doing 10 or so a week, which is just a phenomenal turnaround.
I mean, that even steals a march on a lot of the more traditional libraries who don't necessarily get their copies at the same time as print publications. So actually, it feels that people who are using Talking Books are actually getting their choice of books before even they reach the library down the road from me.
So absolutely. And it allows our customers to engage in real time with the reading experience. You know, we have a really have a set of followers on our Twitter account at RNIB Library and through Facebook. So, you know, we can highlight when a book's been added to the library, and within a few minutes, you know, people can download it or get it the next day as a Daisy CD or on the USB stick, and then they can tweet about it. And, you know, it's far more interactive and experience rather than, you know, having to wait for months or years or, you know, never to get your particular title in your particular format.
It is amazing to see things are changing so rapidly. And is that something that you've had a particular focus on for the library?
Yeah, I mean, that really is our key focus, to get, you know, more content to more people more quickly. You know, it's fantastic that we've got so many people using the library, but there are so many more who could benefit from it. And one of the ways in which we can attract people to the library, aside from the offer being completely free to use, is to make sure that our content is the best it can be, and that all of the titles that people would expect us to have, that we have. And also, there's a broader choice. You know, we still do a lot of our own recordings of titles that would never make it into the commercial market. So, you know, that breadth of the collection, as well as the sheer number of titles that we have, is one of our, you know, strongest selling points.
If a customer, if a member of the RNIB Library was requesting a book that was a little bit niche interest, how quickly are you able to turn around getting those books to your customers?
Well, I mean, if they're in print, you know, it can be a fairly swift turnaround. We do take forward, you know, a great number of customer requests. We have a stock selection team that meets every month. And the first thing we do is review the list of requests that people have given us. And well over 50, nearly 60% of the requests that we get put into production, you know. So we do actively, you know, that's the most important focus we have for that particular team, turning those customer requests around as quickly as we possibly can.
Which must set up a fantastic relationship for customers. If they see that you're reacting, they're more likely to come back to you for their next title.
Absolutely. I think, you know, we need to be responsive to our customers in the way in which we deliver our services, but also in the way that we develop our content. What our customers say means a great deal to us. And, you know, we try to be led by the feedback that we get and the suggestions that they make.
And all of this is obviously led to a second nomination. Do you know anything about the judges and what they're looking for?
The awards are organised by a publication called The Bookseller, which is the kind of national industry publication. And yes, you can have a look on their website to see who else has been nominated, in which category, and who the judges are. You know, and it's difficult to say what they will be focused on, but we will soon find out. The award ceremony is on the 8th of May, so we've not too long to wait. And there are lots of other, you know, important and excellent libraries on the shortlist, mostly from the public library sector. We're the only charitable and accessible library that's on there, which hopefully will count for a lot. But we'll wait and see.
So the competition is a very different proposition, really, isn't it? What's your edge?
Well, I think it is that accessibility. I mean, one of our challenges is the fact that we don't have a public-facing doorstep on the high street. I mean, I would absolutely love blind and partially sighted people to be able to come to the library and to browse the shelves and to be able to sit down in, you know, comfy sofas and read their, you know, favourite book. But, you know, we just don't have that facility, so all of our customer conversations happen over the phone or via email or you know, via our online platforms. So in lots of ways the public library has a bit of a head start on us, and we work in partnership with public libraries across the whole of the UK for that very reason, because they can reach out to customers in a way that we can't. Having said that, you know, in terms of our range of stock, in terms of our understanding of customer needs, you know, I think we can be a lot more focused in what we do and provide, you know, the kind of depth of accessible formats that you would never find on the high street, you would never find in your local library. You know, they do a fantastic job in serving local communities, but in terms of the range of content and the range of formats that we provide to people's, literally to people's doorsteps, you know, it's posted directly to people's homes. You know, I do think that is our unique selling point.
Well, I can't do anything other than wish you absolutely the very best of luck for the 8th of May. Will you be going to the award ceremony?
I hope so, yes. Yeah, polish my tiara.
Good luck for it. I'm sure that it'll be a fantastic night, whatever the outcome.
Thank you.
And really a brilliant achievement, and really helps to raise the profile of the RNIB Library.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely for us about profile raising. I mean, it would be nice to have an award to put on the bookshelves at the library, but for me, it's getting the message out there about what it is we do and the difference that we can make. And the more people who know about us, hopefully that means the more Blind and Partially Sighted people who will end up using us. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Well, Mark, thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to me today.
No, real pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks for downloading the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.